that time Krishna expand himself into millions of forms. Two Krishnas between one gopi, or one gopi between two Krishnas. That time, Srimati Radhika, Krishna in his Swayamrup, in his original form, was in the middle with Srimati Radhika, and Krishna's Prabhav Prakash, his non-different expansions, were dancing with the other gopis. That time, Srimati Radhika's mind became disturbed. Krishna is such a cheater. He's always saying, Radhe, I love you the best, but he's dancing with the other gopis the same as with me. She became angry and immediately disappeared. Just like in India, they have all the bulls tied by the nose and they walk around and around and thresh the wheat from the chaff. In some way, Radharani is the central pole of the Raslila. Without Radharani, there's no Ras. Therefore, when Krishna when Radharani disappeared, the Ras Mandal was completely broken. Thakur Bhaktivinoda sings this song. You can imagine what high class of devotee he is. Otherwise, how such nectar can come out from him? Satakoti gobi madhavaman rakita narileo kolita jajan. Venugita daki radhika nam eso eso radhi daki esham. Despite the presence of millions and millions of gopis, without Radharani, Krishna could not be kept there, he could not be controlled. Therefore, when Radharani left, the whole Rasleela was completely smashed. Therefore, Krishna weeping, Venu Gita Daki Radhikanam, Eso Eso Radhe Daki Esham. Therefore, Krishna, when Radharani left, she went to Man Sarova. We also go there every year with Gurudev. Mr. Gore, you definitely must come for Kartik Parikram. There is one pond. Radharani went there and weeping in separation from Krishna, her tears made one big pond that is called Man Sarova. But only Radharani was not weeping, Krishna was also weeping. Therefore, weeping, Krishna came to Sevakunj. There is one Imli Tala there, famous place. Krishna went there and thinking of Radhika so deeply, his complexion became the color of Radharani, and in the mood of separation from Krishna, he also began weeping in separation from himself. Sachinandan Gaura Hari Ki. If you weren't confused before, I'm sure you are now. Therefore, we worship Radha Krishna with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Radha Krishna come together in one form, that is Sachinandan Gaura Hari. When Krishna feels separation from himself and the mood of Radharani, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Rasleela is very important because that was the first manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can enter Rasleela. And without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one can enter Rasleela, no matter who they are. Therefore, Srila Saraswati Thakur said, we do not enter Rasleela by imagination. We enter Rasleela through the Sankirtan done at the house of Shivas Thakur. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, one enters the mood of the gopis not by imagination, not by imitation, but by pure chanting of the holy name. There without Radharani, millions of gopis could not satisfy him. Therefore, Krishna also left and began searching for her. Venudik Gita Dake Radhika Nam, Eso Eso Radhe Dake Asham. And Krishna was calling on his flute. There he is. Radhe, where are you? Come here. Vanjiya Sira Samandalatabe Chel Radha Anveshana Chaleyajabe Deko Dia Radhe Rakya Pran Bolia Kandiya Kanana Khan. And Krishna was weeping, saying, Radharani, where are you? Deko Dia Radhe Rakya Pran, O Radharani, protect my life. Give me your darshan. Therefore, when our Gurudev, spiritual master, Nityalila Pravishchila Bhakti Pragyan Kesamaraj, when he made deities, he always made white Krishna. Then someone said, well, maybe because he's very poor, he could not afford the marble for black Krishna, therefore he made white Krishna because little cheap. But Param Gurudev said, no. Why we should worship black Krishna? We should worship white Krishna. Because when Krishna was feeling separation from Radharani, he became white complexioned. Therefore, he said, why should Radharani cry for Krishna? Never. Krishna should be white and Krishna should cry for Radhika. Therefore, we worship that form of Krishna who is completely controlled by Radhika, who is always in separation from Radhika, like Raghunath Goswami prayed in Manashiksha. Mad Isha Nata Brajavipinarachanda Brajavane. Raghunath Goswami said, if you want to remember Krishna, which Krishna do you remember? I remember that Krishna who is beloved of my Radharani. Understand the difference? We worship that Krishna who belongs to Radhika, not any other Krishna. Therefore, we remember Krishna. We remember Krishna in relationship to Srimati Radhika, not separate. Okay, new people? Slowly, slowly. Remember the 1% of ghee going inside the intestines? Guru Maharaj said, if even 1% of this mood comes in your life is completely successful. Why should Radharani cry for Krishna and search for Krishna? No. Krishna should cry and Krishna should search for Radhika. Therefore, in the mood of Raghunath Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Thakur Bhaktivinoda has written this kirtan. Some people criticize Guru Maharaj for speaking high. Why are they not criticizing Thakur Bhaktivinoda? Nirjanakane Radhara Doli Milaya Paran Julaya Hari. Krishna was weeping, looking everywhere for her. Bole tua bina kahara ras, O Radharani, without you there is no raslila, tua maji ama parajabas. O Radharani, only because of you I stay in Vrindavan. Ehino Radhika charanatali bhakti vinoda kandiya boli, Thakur Bhakti Vinoda is weeping. O Radharani, put me at your lotus feet, tua gana maje amaragani. Hey Radharani, count me as your maidservant. Sign my name on your book of register, your registry book of service. Kinkara kore rakopani. O Radharani, make me your maidservant, protect my life. Therefore, Thakur Bhakti Vinoda has given us the goal of hearing Raslila to enter into the service of Radhika. So, that time, when Krishna was looking for Radharani, Krishna disappeared, Radharani disappeared. Therefore, all the gopis felt separation from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna came to Radharani, fell at her feet. That time, in order to show the super excellence of Radhika, Krishna left all the other gopis and went to her alone. Therefore, Krishna and Radharani were walking together. The other gopis were searching. Where has Krishna gone? They saw two sets of footprints. Therefore, all those other gopis prayed. Some people say, where is the name of Radharani in the Bhagavatam? Radharani's name is there in every single verse and every single syllable. But those who are owls, ulus, they cannot see. The owl was inside the cave. The swan said, my dear brother, come outside and see the sun. The owl took a torch. Then the swan said, what are you doing? You don't need the torch to see the sun. The owl said, are you mad? How you can see anything without a torch? Therefore, persons who have no intelligence, those persons who have never heard from the bona fide Vaishnavas, they cannot see Radharani anywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But this Bhagavatam is no different than Radhika. Her name is there in every single verse. Therefore, the other gopis, when they saw the two footprints, they could not understand, especially those group who were against Radharani. Anairadito nunam bhagavan hariyaswaro yanno vita govindo prityo anairadhad. They prayed, who is this gopi? We cannot understand. She must have worshipped Bhagavan Ishwarahari. She must have worshipped the Supreme Lord best because Krishna has left all of us and gone alone with her. Therefore, Anuradhita Nunam, their Radharani's name is given there. That time, Radharani is not selfish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of Radharani, distributed bhakti to all. Uttama Adama Kichuna Bhatya Yacha Dileka Kori Kohi Premananda Emana Goranga Yacha Dileka Dori. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, therefore he gave devotion to everyone. He is not selfish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never sought who was qualified, who was not qualified. Jai Jaha Pai Deha Premadane. Whoever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met, he gave Prema Bhakti to. Why? That is the mood of Radharani. Radharani is not selfish. Radharani is not satisfied by only herself serving Krishna. Radharani's desires the three worlds should serve Krishna. Therefore, she's always trying to bring everyone for the service of Krishna. And our Guru Parampara, in the mood of Radharani, are also trying to collect all for the service of Krishna. Therefore, Radharani thought, my friends, my sakis, my girlfriends have given everything for me, and I'm alone with Krishna. How I can tolerate this? Therefore, Radharani wanted to give a chance for her friends to also be with Krishna. Therefore, Radhika said, oh Krishna, I'm very tired. I cannot walk anymore. Please carry me. Therefore, Krishna was carrying Radharani. Then Krishna became afraid. Oh no, if the other gopis see that I have taken Radharani alone, then they will mistreat her. They will be envious of her. Anyone who is envious of Radharani cannot get my seva. Therefore, out of mercy to the other gopis, Krishna disappeared. And Radharani was left alone there. Radharani also began to weep for Krishna. Hanath Ramana Preshte Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja. Radharani also began to weep in separation from Krishna. And when the other gopis came, and they saw she is also so much separation from Krishna. Her separation from Krishna was a million times even more than us. Then they all began to console Radharani. And they thought, if Krishna does not want our association, why we should chase him? If we follow him, because the gopis were moving in the forest, asking the trees, asking the animals, the birds, the deer, where is the son of Nanda? Can you see where is Krishna? And they thought, Krishna does not want our association. Obviously, he knows we do not have that pure affection for him. Therefore, what can we do? If we chase Krishna, he will go further into the forest. His feet are very soft. He must experience so much pain. Therefore, Krishna, in order to relieve the pride of those gopis, he disappeared. And you know, Radharani wanted Krishna to slow down so her friends could join. Therefore, this whole pastime is full of only one mood, selflessness. Krishna is selfless. The gopis are selfless. The gopis thought, if we chase Krishna, his feet are very soft. How he'll go into the dark forest? His feet will be pained. We cannot tolerate his pain. We do not want that Krishna will be there with us for our happiness. We want his happiness. Therefore, wherever he is, let him be happy. The gopis remembered one verse from the Puranas. Naham tistampi vaikunta yoginam radiyavas tatatistapi narada chatramad bhakta gayanti. The gopis remembered Krishna said, I am not in Vaikunta. I do not live in the heart of the yogis. I live where my name is chanted with pure devotion. Therefore, the gopis returned to the bank of the Yamuna. There in Shringhavat, near there, the gopis gathered in one big group and began the chanting of the holy name. Therefore they sang the Gopi Geet. Did you bring Gopi Geet with you?
Yeah.
Okay. How many have? Where is it? Okay. You girls have? Good planning. Okay, can everyone run in 2 seconds and we'll go and get the Gopi Geet? You got not 5 minutes, 2 seconds. Okay, only Shama, are you the only one? Okay. We'll sing a few verses. Jaya Jayati Te Dikam Janmana Braja Jayata.
Sama.
Jatam charam buruhustane shu bitas bitasane priyadadi mahi kar kisheshu tenatvam tasyad bratate nakim sit kurpadi bi abramati dir adayushamna.
Therefore, time is short but very beautiful. In 19 verses, the gopis sang the very famous Gopi Geet. Therefore, even the Gopi Geet has thousands of meanings. My scholarship is very poor. Therefore, I cannot enter into it very deeply. Also, not having any bhakti doesn't help at all. So, the gopis said, Jayati te digam janmana braja. Hey Krishna, since you appeared here in this Vrindavan became fortunate. All opulence came along with your birth. Therefore, Shreyata Indira Sasvadatri. Even Indira, the goddess of fortune, she also came here with a broom and is sweeping the kunjas of Vrindavan. Dayata Dursikam Dikshu Tavakas. O Krishna, be kind to us. Let us see you. Without you, we cannot live. Then Krishna said, then why don't you die? If you cannot live without me, why are you not dying? The gopi said, because we have given Dirtasatvam Vichinvate. We have given our life to you, therefore you have our life. How we can die without you? Therefore the gopi said, we are living. Therefore, give us back our life, give us back our heart, then we can die without you. But since you have taken our heart, how we can die? Sarududasaye Satvam Sadhu Jata Sat. Hey Krishna, you are a big thief. Your eyes have stolen the redness of the lotus flower. Your face is like the whirl of a lotus. Your smile, your perfume breath has the smell like a lotus. Therefore, you are killing women. Vadadadignato neha kimvada. Unless you come before us, you will be guilty of the sin of killing us. Therefore, you should come quickly and give us your darshan. Visachala payad. Thank you, Subal. You saved me from the poison. You saved us from the poison of the Kaliya snake. Vyala rakshasad. You saved us from the man-eating snake, Agasur. Varsa marutat. You saved us from the reign of Indra. Vaidyatalanat, Brisamayatmajat. You saved us from the bull demon, Brisasur. Dvistvatau Bayat. You came here to protect the whole universe. Hey Krishna, we are also in the universe. Why you are not protecting us? If you saved us from so many calamities, why you are now killing us now by not giving us your darshan? We are also in the universe, therefore you should also be kind to us. Therefore, one gopi said, Nakilu gopika nandana bhavan. It's not possible. And the scriptures say you are the Supreme Lord, therefore it's true. You cannot be the son of Nanda and Yasoda, because Yasoda is so kind and soft and you are so cruel. Therefore, Nakilu gopika nandana bhavan. You are not really the son of Yasoda. Akila dehinam antaratma drik. And you cannot be the Paramatma. Because the Paramatma, if you were the Paramatma, you would understand the pain that we are experiencing. Therefore, you cannot know the feelings of everyone. Therefore, Brahma prayed for you to save the world. We are also in the world. Therefore, Saku Devan Satvatam Kule. The gopis became a little angry. You cannot really be a gopa. You must be Satvatam Kule. You must really be the son of Devaki and Vasudev, because they are Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas are very cruel. Therefore, you really must be their son. You cannot be the son of Yasoda. Therefore, all these verses have so many meanings. If you get a chance to sit at the feet of a high-class Vaishnava, then you can hear those. Finally, the gopis prayed, Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibidisam kalamasapanam shavanamangalam shimanatitam buriganantade buridejana. Hey Krishna, Tavakatam ritam, your topics, your katha is like nectar. Tapta jivanam, who hears topics of your topics, all their sufferings in life are completely destroyed. Kavibidisam kalamasapaham, your topics are described by the topmost of poetic persons. Kalmasapaham, one who hears your topics, all their kalmas, all their impurities are dissolved by the process of hearing. Shravana Mangalam, hearing your topics are the only auspicious activity. Srimad Atitam, they have great power. Buddhi Granantiye, Buddhi Dejana. And those persons who spread your katha across the world, they're the topmost well-wishers. And Guru Maharaj sometimes gives another explanation. The gopis are very angry. Tavakatam ritam. Oh Krishna, your topics are like death. We were very happy before you even heard of Krishna. But now that we heard you and became your related to you, look how much we're suffering. We'd be better off if we never heard about you at all. Tapta jivanam. One who hears topics of Krishna, their life becomes full of suffering. They spend their days weeping. We are the proof. Kavibiratam kalamasapaham. Those poets who spread the topics of Krishna, they're like butchers. They cause pain to themselves and to others. They make everybody weep. Shravana amangalam. Hearing about Krishna is the most inauspicious activity. Shimadatatam buddhiganantiye buddhidejana. Therefore, many meanings the gopis gave in their verses. Srimad Bhagavatam cannot be understood by your own intelligence. It can only be understood by the mercy of a pure devotee. Therefore, finally they prayed, Atati Yad Bhavam Ani Karanam. Hey Gopal, when you go to the forest for even a second, that second appears like millions of years. For that second we cannot see you as very much causes distress from us. Your face covered by the dust and by your lovely curling hair is the ornament of all ornaments. It seems that our eyes, which are covered by eyelids, were designed by a faulty creator. So many nice things in Brahma Gita, sorry, in the Gopi Gita. Finding how much the gopis have pure love for Krishna, they said, Yaste sujata charan buruhustaneshu. Oh Krishna, your feet are very soft. When we think of your feet moving in the thorns and stones of Vrindavan, then our minds feel so much pain that we wish that you could put your feet in a very nice and soft place. Therefore, you should keep your feet here upon our breasts, upon our bodies. But we also fear that because our breasts are very hard and they will also give pain to your feet. Therefore, the gopis have no desire for their own happiness. They only have desire for Krishna. Thus, as the gopis wept the verses in separation from Krishna, Krishna was nearby hearing everything, how much they have affection for me. That time Krishna came there in a very shame, with a very shamed face. Tesham avaruch chori smayamani mukadgitam pitambara sragra sragri shakshatman mataman mata. When Krishna heard the weeping of the gopi, Krishna could not check himself. He manifested there. How? Tesham avaruch chori. Chori means Sukadeva Goswami. He is so much identifying with the gopis. He also thinks, really, Krishna cannot be a Brijbasi. He must be chori. Means he must really come from Mathura. Sukadeva Goswami was so much identifying with the katha, he became also absorbed in the moods of the gopis. Therefore, Krishna appeared there, Mukambuja, Smayamana Mukambuja. With a smile, just like when someone steals and gets caught, they have a very ashamed smile on their face. Pitambara Dragosh Pitambara Darash Ragvi. With his pitamba like this. Like a beggar, he wears his cloth like that. Krishna came in a begging mood, begging the gopis, I made some offense to you, please do not be angry with me. That time the gopis took off their veils. The cloth of the gopis is very thin. Hey, put no to do that, you're disturbing everyone. They put their thin cloth on the ground. Millions of gopis with millions of thin cloths made one high seat for Krishna like this. And Krishna sat there with his legs crossed. That time, Shakshat Manmata Manmata, Krishna appeared more beautiful than millions of cupids. At that time, Krishna appeared with such beauty, it looked like he could churn the mind of Cupid himself. That deity is called Gopinath. It's Gopinath Mama Nevedana Suno. Krishna, who is Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis, or Krishna, who is controlled by the gopis are his Lord, that deity is there still now in Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, there is one small garden that is called Tota Gopinath. And there is the only deity of Krishna in the three worlds where Krishna is in a sitting position. If you give the pujari enough money, he'll raise a cloth and he will see Krishna there sitting in the lotus position. That is Krishna after he disappeared from the gopis in Ras Lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would come to Jagannath Puri, he would go there to this garden and he would hear the Bhagavatam from Garada Pandit. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dug under the ground, he picked up the deity of Gopinath and gave to Garada Pandit, who is incarnation of Radhika. That is the appearance of Tota Gopinath ki jai.